If you're here today and you have a dream to be a diamond, everyone here want to be a diamond?
Yeah.
Okay. And for the newest ones that really don't know what that is, that's our goal for everyone in here, to be a diamond. And a diamond is someone that has 20 people left, 20 people right, as a foundation for diamond. Identifies 3 to 4 legs, creates about 200 to 250 cases on the left, 250 cases on the right, and earns 2 to 5,000 a week, 8 to 20,000 a month, 100,000 to a quarter million a year. Now that's our goal for everyone here today. So here's the deal. This diamond thing is just a point in your life. You come into Monavi and you realize that maybe for the first time in your life, you can actually set a goal. And that is the reason for a Nuts and Bolts, us to help you to understand where you're at, understand, you know, where you want to go, and then teach you the what, why, and how of getting here. And if you, and we break it down. Karen last night did a great job of talking about, you set this kind of a goal, don't let it be overwhelming, because, you know, it's the second step in the 10-step pattern of the map. You know, define your dream. My dream is freedom. My dream is to have some options. My dream is this, you know, whatever it is, cars, planes, you know, all the stuff. And then the lifestyle that it brings and the peace of mind that it brings and the respect that it brings in the marketplace also. By the way, your pastor will really respect you if you're a tither. Anyway, God bless you. No, you're not sitting in the back. You're sitting right here up front from now on. Love you. Bless you. My pastor loves me. You don't think he don't pray for me? Good gravy. Anyway, you set this goal, and a lot of times it becomes overwhelming because your dream's your dream, and that's what motivates you. That's the emotional side of the thing. That's what gets you up in the morning, makes you go through the day and do all the stuff you don't really want to do. And when the day is over, that dream will crank up. You look at that dream. You build a dream board. You do whatever it takes to keep your dream, the thing that you want to accomplish through this, the vehicle. And then all's a goal is a level in the business with a date put on it. You know, they don't teach this in school anymore, folks, because they can't quantify. Well, you work 20 to 40 years, and what? Lose your 401k because the economy's... Oh, they didn't tell you that part? They didn't tell you about 30, 60, 90 and nevers in accounting, did they? You know, the people that don't pay and you go under? I worked 5 years in a traditional business, and my outgo was greater than my income. My upkeep was my downfall. They didn't teach me that. They didn't teach me what to do in school about that. People that wouldn't pay, people that would embezzle from me. They didn't teach me that stuff. So the thing is, I had to learn those lessons. And I didn't like them any more than you liked them. But I learned from them not to do that again. If you're in a situation in life, first of all, I need to tell you, we are in a society that teaches relativism and situational ethics and all that bull, poo-poo. Let me tell you, it's black and white. You do this and this. You read the Word of God. You do this and this is what you can expect. Don't do it, and it even tells you what to expect. God didn't write 10 commandments. He didn't write 10 suggestions. He wrote the 10 commandments. Y'all understand that? And we've about done everything to eliminate God out of the marketplace, and that's why there's chaos in our world, even in our own country. Man, them Supreme Court judges are going to stand before my God and give an account of what they've done. And I'm telling you, there's some sorry rear ends, and it's going to get hot where some of them are going. I promise you that. So here's the thing. I'm a guy that gets to make a choice. I live in America. I have the choice to worship God or not. I choose to. I lived my life 26 and a half years without him, not good. And now since then, 31 years with him, I'm telling you, I'm having a big time, wonderful time. I tried to do things on my own, not good. Did things with God, good. And here's what I realized. I'm a two element kind of a guy. And so is my God, by the way. He says you'll serve one of two gods, either him or mammon. And mammon is not just money. It's power, position, and money. And the whole thing is, so I choose to serve God. After I realized that serving myself wasn't getting me anywhere, I had no joy, no peace, no love, no real prosperity and all that. And even if I got it, I lost it because it wasn't built on the right foundation. Lest a man build on the foundation of the Lord, he laboreth in what? In vain. There's my Bible teachers. Come on, baby. So the thing is, you got to build on the right foundation. Now, do you have to? No, but I would suggest you do. That's the first thing I can teach you in a Nuts and Bolts, lay it on the right foundation. And if not, this is church before the end of this session, or even in the middle if you want. I'll pray for you. We'll get you to receive Christ, man. It'll be the most wonderful thing. Get your ticket punched, and all of a sudden, hey, at least if, you know, the world ends today, you'll be with us in eternity in air conditioning. It beats the heat. So, with that, you set a goal, and Karen was talking about don't let it overwhelm you, because that's like an elephant. That's my elephant goal. But you know what? If your goal was to eat the elephant to become a diamond, you know what? Some people, I couldn't do that. It's too overwhelming. Well, what you do is you cut that big son of a gun up into little bite-sized pieces, and you eat him one bite at a time, and you can eat the whole elephant. Just grab his ear and start gnawing on it. That's good. It's good. You can eat the whole elephant. If that's so going diamond, eating this elephant, preparing that thing, you do one step at a time, and that's what we're going to break it down in this nuts and bolts. Very, very basic. When I teach today, and as we teach, because I'm not the only one that's going to be doing that, there's three pieces of literature that are very key that we've developed in our business. And this, oh, by the way, this diamond thing, like I say, I always like you to look at the end first. That's that 2 to 5,000 a week, 20,000 a month, week, month, year, quarter million. Remember what the basis of it is, 2020.
Man, I ain't even got one, Brooke.
I know. Hey, put the time on this thing. Put about an hour and a half on there, if you wouldn't mind. And let me count that down. Let me see. What was I looking for? Oh, I ain't even got one, Brig. Yeah, we know. We know. You're in our group. This is for you. How to Win Friends and Influence People. You can laugh all day long. That book made me a multi-millionaire. This one book, now I've read dozens, but I will tell you it's the top of the heap. Magic of Thinking Big, I read Think and Grow Rich. This was a major one in my life, how to have power and confidence in dealing with people. And you'll notice something, all three of these are about people and relationships, because we are in network marketing, which today my life is not about networking. Everybody networks, you just do it either amateur or professionally, because all of you network. Movies, you see one you like, you tell people, they go to the movie, you don't get nothing. Hairdressers, manicurists, you tell your girlfriends, little dress shop, you send them there, you get nothing. Guys, you read a book, you get a gun, you do a sports thing, you tell people, you send them, you get none. Chevy, Ford, you send them, and you influence them to buy, you get nothing. Isn't it about time? Isn't it about time? We made all them billionaires, all them golden parachutes, all them guys that have misused and abused their privilege, using us and not paying us. Isn't it about time you did something for your family? How about a professional networker? And here's the deal. We're networking the message of better health, physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Who doesn't want to live a happier, healthier, more prosperous life? Now, that's all written, believe it or not, in the very opening statements of that map book, my Start Right, Start Now, and the R3PM manual. It sets the stage for understanding where you're at. To go where you want to go diamond and have the freedom, you got to understand where you're at. We are a network, a group of volunteer, we're a volunteer army of individuals that have chosen to, number one, see the benefits of this product. Hey, would somebody do me a favor, young man? Bring that thing right up here. I got to be close to them bottles. And someone else needs to go and get me a big old shot, half Pulse and half Monavie, because I like to, ooh, hello. And gentlemen, sir, if you wouldn't mind, bring that one right, bring this one, R3 Global, that one right here, and put it right up here somewhere where people can see it, right there. Because I do all my meetings. This is the way I do my meetings. Got my flip chart, got my three components of a successful network. And so understanding where you're at to get you where you want to go is very, very vital. First of all, you volunteer. This is your business. Understanding that one statement. Yes, we're in business together. Yes, you're a part of Monavie. Yes, you have an organization of people and an upline. But you are in business for yourself. The good news is when you build this business, it's because of you. You go through all the ranks. You earn the money. You get the accolades. It's because you did something. So you get all the accolades. That's the good news. Guess what? If you don't do anything and you ain't got nobody and the people you got, you blow out. Guess what? Here's the bad news. You're responsible for that because it's your business. You did that. No, Brig. They just quit. They're a bunch of losers. Yeah. They're following the leader. You. And here's the deal. Don't come up and tell me about a left leg and a right leg and which one's. Anytime you have a big leg, that's because your upline's doing something. You ain't doing squat. You ain't telling me nothing. I've been doing this for 30-some years. I know how all this works. This is a business of you determine what you want to do. You implement this plan of action. You do it on a consistent, persistent basis. I promise you. Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's a good time to promote. This is the new cups. Because I don't drink an ounce to 2 ounces. This is what I drink every morning, afternoon, and evening, and all in between. I drink about 4 to 6 ounces. So I made them order me these big cups. Anybody want to join me? Some of you don't understand what I just asked. Do you know you get paid on the moving of this? You know, just buy a bigger cup and everyone up in their dosage, they drink more, they got to order more, your income goes up. When I go to your house, I ask you where the product is. I unscrew the cap and tip the bottle over and just watch it glug, 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 glug. I said, oh my gosh, I tipped your bottle over. You're going to have to order some more of that, ain't you? Or else I just ask them if they have some, and they give me their little Dixie cup, and I go, no, no, get that glass, get that jigger, get that 8-ounce, 12-ounce deal. And I pour it, and they're just looking at me. Man, I'll slug it all down. I says, now, we're going to get us a feeling today. Man, it's called drink it, feel it, share it. So remember, this is your goal to go diamond. That's a level in the business. This is what has to be done. Do you know your map book says 3 things? Determine your destination. What's your destination? Diamond. For what? The dream freedom. Diamond is the goal. Freedom is the reward. That's the dream, to be able to spend time with your kids and your family and do things you want to do, do things you're called to do. So this is your goal. Determine your destination, diamond. Okay, and for some of you today, this week, it might be star maker, bronze, silver, gold, wherever you're at. Help 2 more people, identify legs, do so many meetings. Those are the activities. So determine your destination, diamond. Chart your course. Charting your course is, I got to lay this foundation of going diamond 2020, one at a time, helping to go star in the process, and develop the income along the way. When I get there, that's the income. So 2020, determine your destination, diamond. Chart your course, 2020, determine what to do. Follow the 10-step pattern. When you get people started, make sure you follow this. By the way, there is nothing left out of here. When I get a brand new person started, this is what I put in their hand. I have a highlighter with me. There it is right there. And by the way, I'm getting highlighters now in red, green, and purple. Yeah. So that you can, with R3 on them too, by the way. And anyway, and then you just open up this thing. When you start a brand new person, you just highlight what you, because there's a lot in here. And basically, you just highlight. You know what this actually does? It says the same thing 3 different times, 3 different ways. Exact same thing. If you go through it, you understand what I'm saying. And you know, even at the end, number 4, it's got a checklist. I really did this because I'm ADD, and I just need to be told. You know, repetition is the father of learning. And you know what? Then I even got a checklist to make sure you got it all. And the thing is, so you don't have to wonder, what do you do? It's in writing. Let me teach y'all something. This is one worth writing down. Never teach anything to anybody at any time in this business if you can't see it in print in our literature and be able to highlight it and direct other people to it. That is the magic of a system. You not having to be there. From the day you prospect somebody, you're pointing to something in writing so that you're not off track. And the thing is, what you do by doing that is you're actually giving them roots and wings at the same time. Because your goal is to get every individual in your business on their own, understanding what to do. That networking is a matter of replication. Replicating your efforts through other people. That's how you build a big business, do big volume, make big money. The people that make the most money in here have the most legs, actively involved, and following our system. Now watch. Let me lay the foundation for you still, because this is, I'm assuming nobody knows anything in the nuts and bolts. So you determine your destination, you chart your course, and then what do? You follow the map. You know, isn't this one? Look what God has done for us. God, I mean a map, Monavi Action Plan. And by the way, Dallin's told me I can go back to calling it the Monavi instead of the Maximum Action Plan. We had one guy. Isn't that amazing? It's like that atheist that said, we don't want prayer in school. The one person eliminates prayer in school. But you ain't ever going to eliminate prayer in school. Don't take that too seriously. As long as there's test in school, there's going to be prayer. Can't keep people from praying. My golly. As a matter of fact, they pray more now than ever. But MAP, Monavi Action Plan, or Maximum Action Plan. And in here, 10-step pattern and a calendar. You know why a calendar is important? That's dating things. If you don't put a date on a goal, you don't date on a dream, you don't have a goal. You got to put a date on it. That's why page 6 is so vitally important. When you start a new person, you open up this. This is my gift to every new person I bring in. Because again, I start highlighting specifically what they need to do. Page 6 is the, you know, diamond goal. I try and get them to set a star goal and a ruby, emerald, 100,000 a year, and then diamond goal, 200. Do you know that page 7, we don't talk about it much, but those are your numbers. It actually breaks down a 6-month plan to make $100,000 a year. Folks, some of you have been working 20, 30 years and ain't made $100,000 yet part-time. There's a 6-month plan for it, and it is absolutely no big deal. Putting three to six people in a month in your organization, not you personally. Now, it's got personals up here. That's about 2020. That's putting 2020. Actually, under-promising and over-delivering in this. That's actually the foundation for diamond, but the volume follows normally about 30 days after you have the 20 people in, identify the 3 to 4 legs. We'll get into that later. Page 8, remember, we've determined our destination. I'm going to keep repeating, determine the destination, diamond. Everyone say, I'm a diamond. Today, my personal goal is for everyone to leave here believing they can go diamond. Which means this, I got to get you to write it down or else you ain't even going to begin the belief process. You got to at least put it down. Yeah, but Brig, what if I fail? Please, understand something. If you don't write it down, you are destined to fail. You don't have a goal. Yeah, but I want to go. Hey, people in hell want ice water, brother. You know what? Listen to me. You better set a goal and write it down. Determine your destiny. I'm going diamond. When are you going diamond? This year. Some of you 3 months from now will be diamond sitting in here. Some of you 6 months. And everywhere in between. And some of you 12 months. But there's nobody in here that can't go diamond this year, 09. 09's got to be your year. Why? I believe that God's shown me, number one, I've already got my goals set as an organization and my goals set as the leader of the organization. I told you last night I need 2,000 new diamonds and I need 200 black diamonds. Do I have any volunteers here? Thank you. So my goal before this session is to leave with everyone with a date in their calendar. This year. Now I'll show you. It's 2020. We'll break it down. I'll take a little time and help you to set that goal. And then determine your death. Chart your course. We're going to talk to you about the what, why, and how. What you need to do. Why you need to do it. And how you do it over the next 3, 6, 12 months. And then chart your course. And then follow the map. Follow this 10-step pattern of activity. This should be good news to every person on planet Earth. If they would all be in Monavi if they could hear me teaching and you teaching about this. We're teaching you to follow the activity, not the goal. Look, okay, you set the goal. You're going diamond. You know you're going to get the black Mercedes. You're going to be free going on all these trips. Send notes to all the people that said no. Pictures. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Be obnoxious when you get. Anyway. Yeah. You know what revenge is? Total success, brother. Go be successful. Be successful. Yeah, but you know, they're asking me what level I'm at. I tell them you're black diamond, and then under your breath say, "But my volume's catching up." Because you don't want to say, "Well, you can say I'm just getting started," but I'm going black diamond, brother. And you better have a picture of your Mercedes-Benz. You know what I love about this company? You can get any kind of car you want, any color you want, as long as it's black and a Mercedes. When you go diamond, black diamond. And the thing is, having that delivered to your door, y'all ought to be taking pictures of my Lambo online and all, and ask, prospect your people, say, hey, the company's giving away these Mercedes and these exotic cars, a Rolls Royce, an Aston Martin, a Bentley, a Lamborghini and something else up there. Anyway, and you're saying, you know, I'm just trying. My friend got this one this week. Steve's getting his next week. And I was just wondering, what color do you think I ought to get? Kind of gets their attention. You're kidding me. They're going to give you one of these? Oh, absolutely. And I've got room for about six more people. You want to be one of them this year? Ask them. Have fun with some of that stuff. You either believe. Now, how do you believe that can happen? Folks, if you can put one left, one right, you can go diamond. One left, one right on auto ship, you can go diamond. But, Brig, I'm not there yet. There's Steve's. Have you seen what Steve's doing? He's going to put that in black, by the way, with a tire track running across. He's wild, and we're going to paint the wheels. As a matter of fact, the wheels are being painted kind of green right now and all that kind of stuff. Steve just finished his crown. That's why I'm here. I got to get rolling. He's catching me. So anyway, but you always got to have someone in your group right with you, and that's the beauty of it. I get executive check match on this. I have no complaints. So determine your destination. What is it? Diamond, chart your course. That's your 2020 and all the what, why, and how in between. Get your map book out. It's following the 10-step pattern. And then follow the map. Follow this 10-step pattern. And I lay it out, page 8, the foundation for diamond. There it is right there, 2020. Sponsoring tips, because I wish y'all would study page 9. I really do. Because a lot of you are looking for people that you're looking in the wrong areas. Why would you think you're going to sponsor somebody that ain't never done anything with their life and don't want to do nothing? Well, because they ain't doing nothing. I'm going to sponsor them. You know, I ain't the smartest guy in the world, but that makes no sense to me. Why would you sponsor somebody that ain't never done anything with their life? You know who I look for? The busiest people I know, because they're the ones that always get it done. They don't make excuses. They make money. They're always wanting to do something. Look for the most successful people you know, the busiest people you know, the people that are just out there looking. So sponsoring tips. And the one I love the most is sponsor those people you love, respect, admire, and want to be associated with. So go love on some people. Find some lovable people. And on sponsor folks on your attitude level and above. Sponsor no titles, no groups, and no associations. You don't sponsor groups, you sponsor people. Sponsor them one at a time. Sponsor people within your sphere of influence. Well, my sphere of influence isn't that big. Change your routine. Get out there and change your routine. Go places you ain't been. Eat where you ain't eaten before. Go to dry cleaners you ain't used before. Go to barbers and salons you ain't used before. Guess what's there? People. People on hind legs walking around with unfulfilled hopes and dreams. All of them have hopes and dreams that are unfulfilled. My key question, every person I ever bring in this business, hey, can you get everything you want through what you're doing right now? And just shut up and listen. Well, no, I don't believe I can. Great. Have you heard of Monavit? Have you tasted it? You're about to. And I did that nice and slow, nice and peaceful, not with a lot of energy. But do you know that's how I've sponsored 257 people now? And over 150 of them I did not know before I got in the business. I just ran across them, but I'm branded. I'm branded. Some of you ain't. I wouldn't know what you were in. I'd think you were in Ralph Lauren looking at some of you. I think some of you are in Titleist. Some of you in Old Navy. Not me, baby. If it ain't got R3 or Monavi on it, I ain't wearing it no more the rest of my life. And I appreciate this because people are starting to recognize, wow, man, they're fanatical. Well, you're fanatical about all these games you go to. How much money you make at them ball games you go to? The Dogs. Or up here, it's the Clemson Titans. Tigers. And there's nothing wrong with having a little game, whatever, but show up at your things with your Monavi stuff on. That's what's paying you. They ain't paying you nothing. Yeah, but they're my alma mater. I ain't been to college. I ain't got into all that. Ain't no college paid me. Now, I've sent hundreds of thousands, probably millions of dollars to colleges to support things I believe in, but I don't wear their stuff. I used to wear a Harvard shirt. People say, oh, you've been to Harvard? I say, yeah, sure have. When did you go? Last week to the store there and bought this shirt. Oh. I said, I ain't found nobody there that made a whole lot of money, so I ain't really interested. Well, what do you do? Thank, glad you asked. Have you heard of Monavie? Have you tasted it? No. It don't matter what they ask me. I'm going to talk to them. And you know what? I feel comfortable carrying a bottle everywhere I go. Restaurants stop me. Hey. Can't come in here. Why? You can't bring wine in here. Oh, really? So you haven't heard of Monavie? Well, no, but you're not allowed to bring it in here. Why? Well, you can't bring alcohol in here. I says, you haven't heard of Monavie. There ain't no alcohol in there unless you want there to be. I can put some in if you need it to be. But I says, it's a nutritional beverage. That's my dessert for today. You haven't tasted it? No. Would you like to? It's really good. You know, if you don't do this, I was down at the Harley store the other day walking around just like this. And they were having a big thing in Daytona. I'm telling you, I could have probably sponsored 200 people. Everyone's wearing their Harley gear. Harley ain't never paid me nothing. And I do. Got my Harley shirt on underneath there. You know, Monavie and Harley. Those are my two. Love it, man. Anyway. But they were all asking, what's Monavie? And I'm telling you, I was passing out things. And I didn't try and smile. I just told them, go find somebody in your town. So I'm sowing seed for a lot of you guys. Because they saw me in the big bus and the big trikes and the big cars and all that kind of stuff. I don't try and get them all. I can't help everybody. I can influence a lot, but I can only help a few. So I'm looking for people I can help. So determine your destination, chart your course, and follow your map. And I like this one. Don't sponsor grumps. Sponsor happy people, no grumps allowed. That's page 9. And then it gets into the 10-step pattern talking about being productive and effective. That's different from being busy. And it says you need to accept by faith, F-A-I-T-H, the proven steps in the map, these principles part of a system that time after time have produced outstanding results for others. Personal experience, while extremely valuable, has proven to be one of the most non-efficient ways of learning. A more timely approach to success is accomplished by simply modeling those who have already accomplished through trial and error, getting the results you desire. Wisdom is the application of time-tested success principles. R3 has developed the map to ensure that you and your team members achieve the goals you have set. And it goes on. It kind of talks about setting a proper mindset. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get greedy. Don't panic and choose wisely. You don't get in a hurry. And I can back all this up with Scripture, all of it. Be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, let your petitions be known to God. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to get people. Yeah, but if I don't, someone else will. That's right, let them. Because if God intended them to get them, they're going to get them. But God's already got people selected for you. Ain't no one going to get them but you. Do you realize that? I could show up. They don't even know me. I might sow a seed, but they ain't getting in business. They're waiting for you because they relate to you. Friends do what friends. I'm not friends with everyone on planet Earth. Now, I love everybody. Love them, love them, love them, love them. But don't mean I like them all. I look at some people and say, I ain't going to sponsor them. Why? They might be wearing something like Noni or something. You know, I ain't going to sponsor them. I ain't even going to talk to them. Let them do that. Let them drink that garbage. Anyway, I don't prejudge anybody. I pre-qualify everybody. Prejudging means you think you know whether they're interested or not, and that you're putting yourself in God's seat and you ain't God. So you know what you do? Share it with everyone. The worst they can say is no. It won't give you a pimple, a zit, or cancer. So why are you afraid of sharing this with everybody? Share it with everyone that you love and care about me. Now look, when I walk out, I don't share it with everybody. I'm saying that, but you understand. Everyone that comes into my sphere of influence invades my territory, and my territory is probably about 3 to 4 feet. If someone gets close to me, evidently, they want to talk, they want something from me, whatever, they're going to hear about Monavie and Jesus. Maybe not in that order. Could be turned around. But if you're going to talk to me ever, you're going to know one of two things, that I love the Lord with all my heart and I love Monavie. And the thing is, and by the way, I love my kids and you'll hear about them and I love my people that work with me and all that stuff. But I'm a fanatic. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Fanatics don't change the subject and don't change their mind. Anyway, don't get in a hurry. Don't get greedy. Not everyone's yours. Don't fight for people. Don't go after people that ain't yours. And by the way, whoever you share it with, that's yours, by the way. But don't, if someone else invites someone to a meeting, don't convince them to come on with you because you're local. If I hear that, you'll be out of this thing in a heartbeat. R3 Global don't do that. That's someone else's person. You treat them. Just listen, you treat them. You help everyone else. We're all in business together. Y'all understand that? So someone else invites somebody, don't you infringe on them. If I hear about that, God will not bless that, by the way. He will not. But if I invite someone here, y'all ought to take care of them like they were yours, but they're not yours. So don't tell them what to do. Just say, I'll help you here. Let's get a seat, get in, because that's what I do for you. I don't sponsor your people. And we need to build that kind of trust. Don't be greedy. Don't panic. There's an answer to everything, but you don't need an answer. Just like, man, Kevin did such a great job. I don't even know what that one means. I don't know what that one means. Oh, dear. I've never even seen that one before. Isn't that something? 10 steps. That's great. Okay. Here's what you do. You just flip the flip chart. And the thing is, you don't panic. You don't have to know all this stuff. Look, if people are looking, they're looking. And it doesn't matter who the presenter is. Just do when you do present this, present it with a, I like what Kevin said, run around the thing, get a little out of breath. If you hadn't gone to the bathroom in a couple hours, don't go before you do the presentation. Hold it up here. And you'll go a little quicker because you draw it out. Say, man, we got to go in just a second here. So I'm going to kind of flip these first 12 real quick and then just get to this one. So you get in, you kit case. You know, you learn to say this way. You know, instead of taking on, you know how I say this? Kit case and auto ship, star and star maker. That's it. Kit case and auto ship. That's how you get started. What do you do? 3 things. Build a list, ITS the people on the list, and plug them into the system. Read, listen, participate. Get to brigheart.com, and R3 Global is where you do all your shopping. You're 1, 2, or 3. Yes, you see something you like, you're ready to go now. Yes, you see something you like, but you want more information. Yes, you see something you like, but all you're interested in is the product. Tell me what you are, 1, 2, or 3, so I know how to get started. Now, all of you, any 1s in here, any 2s in here, any 3s, great. Pull that sheet out, fill it out. It doesn't matter what they say, I fill the sheet out and sign them up. Oh, you're a number 3. You just want the product gate. Let's go ahead and sign you up, get you a position so that you can buy it wholesale, have it delivered right to your door. I need some more information. Great. Let's go ahead and sign you up so we can get you some information. Here's an info and decision pack. And when I get over to your house, we'll show you how to get some tools to go ahead and get you started. Hey, I'm ready to go. What do I do? Let's fill that sheet out, get your position, get you on auto ship. Let's start building a list of people. Is this cool? Some of you are way, you're way out there. Well, let's go. Learn. Let's train. You know, you train dogs and teach people. I don't train nobody. And by the way, if there is such thing as training, I take you by the hand and show you how to place bottles. I show you how to put people on a list. I do everything in here. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get greedy. Don't panic. And choose wisely. Y'all understand that? If Jesus only needed 12 to perpetuate the gospel 2,000 years, you know what you need? A 2020 list of people. You don't need to sponsor hundreds of people like I have. But just know this, I ain't even interested in that. I've probably got 20-some people actually doing something. A bunch of them buy the product and all that. And I don't deny anybody, but all you need is a good, solid foundation of 40 people. And if you've already put 40 in, they weren't the 40 you needed because you didn't follow my map. A lot of people put people in and don't take 1 minute with them. You spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours doing an orientation with this. This is how I start people. It lays out how to get the proper mindset, set the goal, how to formulate a plan of action. And I mean, it is in big, bold print for over 40 eyes. I'm over 40. You see these things? I don't wear them because I want to. I got to see this stuff. So I made it real big so if I don't have my glasses, I can still read it. Isn't that cool? See, I'm thinking about y'all. You not so young folks. Build a model, duplicate the model. Look at that. You can read that from out there. Look, kit case and auto ship, enroll. And it even explains, for starting new people, it even explains, see, enroll, and it goes over here and it tells you what that means. Place an order, it tells you what it means. Auto ship, it tells you what it means and what to do. Become a star, it explains star, one left, one right, and tells you how to get there. Become a star maker, it tells you how to do that and draws it out. I'm a picture kind of a guy. I'm a third grade kind of mentality. I know y'all are a little beyond that, but I'm wealthier than y'all. Maybe y'all ought to dummy it down a little bit. Bulk order, it tells you how to do that. What to do in the first 2 hours of the business. You know, if y'all would just take time yourself to get one of these, read this and highlight, it'll set you free. God bless you up your dosage and all the people around you. Okay, now, so what do you do in the first 2 hours? Then go get her. It's got the 12 steps. A go-getter is someone that presents about 15, 20 plans a month, and that's how you get to things. How to build a list, the do's and don'ts of doing that, and then start right, start now checklist to make sure you didn't leave anything off. Isn't that good? Some of you ain't even seen this before. You buy these in tens, and every new person that says, I'm ready to go, what do I need to do? Start right, start now. Don't dream. Don't say nothing that ain't in here. Y'all got that? Because I want you this year to be productive and effective, not busy. Brig, I've really been working hard. If you're telling me you're working hard, I'm sorry, we don't. Honestly, I don't ever say that. We don't work hard in this. If you're working hard, you're doing something improper. I am not working hard. I'm working smart, and I ain't the smartest guy in the world. But I ain't going to dream. I ain't going to do nothing outside of what paint by the number says to do so I can get the results everyone else has gotten. That's wisdom. Y'all getting this? That's wisdom. So that's the proper mindset. And then getting started, there it goes. It's actually that all right there. Drink it, feel it, share it. And then it's your product. Keep the business simple. It's simple, it's fun, it's model V. Build a model, star and star maker. The placement program. You know that page 14 and 15 are very, very key. It's the placement program, how to place product so that you're not giving away product, and how to go star and star maker. And then the 10 steps, determine your why, set some goals, make some commitments, build a prospect list, commit, contact and invite, real key. You'll get good at it. Page 6, or step 6, STP, that means show the plan, see the people, stop the procrastination. Share the product, stuff the pockets, show the plan, even goes through how to do it in 1 hour, just like Kevin did last night. Follow up and follow through, because you've done 90% of the work, 95% of the work actually by the time you've shown the plan. Now, if you don't do the 5%, this is the 5% that pays. Getting back with them. The worst they can say is no, but they don't mean no. That's why I make them feel it. Invite, taste, and share your pen with them, and share the paper. You hold the pen, I'll move the paper. You're in, baby. Yeah, but Brig, I don't want to do it. I've had more people tell me, but Brig, I don't want to do this. What, Brig, they go like this. Brig, look at me right now. Don't be looking all around talking about where we're going. I don't want to do this. You got that? Okay, yeah, I heard that. Here, you hold the pen, I'll move the paper. Let's go ahead and get you on 3-case autoship. Brig, what don't you understand? This won't get serious. What's your name?
David,
if you're my friend, and I'm in the business of friends doing what friends do, y'all got to learn to do this. Take a breath. Calm down a little bit. They just said no. David, I didn't come here to play no games. You are my friend. I'm going to do this. Me and my wife are going to do this. And me and my wife decided that we're going to go around the world, we're going to have fun, we're going to take people we love and care about with us, and we're going to change the world one person at a time. Now, you're going with us, whether you like it or not. Yeah. Now, we can make this hard and painful, or else you can enjoy the journey. Now, you hold that pen, and I'm going to move this paper, and you're getting in with me, because I'm not going diamond without you. You're going to be a part of this. Your family needs what comes from this drink. Are y'all getting this? Yeah. You may think I'm kidding. I am not kidding. Now, you can't do this with people that you don't have some form of a relationship with. You understand? So I take time. That's why I'm not in a hurry. I warm up to be. Sometimes it takes me a day, a week, a month, and some a year to develop the kind of relationship where when I finally sit with them and decide they're getting in with me, it's me that makes the decision, not them. Because I'm deciding. What if I didn't do this with Frank Sauchinet? Y'all wouldn't be here. What if I didn't do this with Charlie Kemp? Y'all wouldn't be here. What if I didn't do this with Alan Lasser? You wouldn't be here. What if I didn't do this with Zane Hetzel? You wouldn't be here. What if I didn't do this with all the other people that I ain't naming, Rodney Howard Brent? You wouldn't be here. Because all y'all came from people that I had this discussion with. I know you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it either. But that's life, brother. We do things every day we don't want to do. We get up and go places we don't want to go with people we don't want to do it for. We get out there in the blooming traffic. We don't want to do that. We go do jobs that we're unhappy about. We're always teaching and having to follow rules we don't want to do. We do things every day we don't want to do for the other man. We're going to do some things now we might not want to do now, but you're going to love what comes from it. hold the pen and move the paper. You give me a hard time, you're getting on six case all this shit. You hear me? Now watch this. And it gets to a point sometimes I'll just say, look, I ain't doing this without you. I don't care how long it takes. If I have to come back here, now right now it's about every month I'm coming back here. I'm going to come every week. And you keep telling me, no, I'm going to come every day. And you know what after that? I got your phone number. I'll call you hour on hour because you're getting in business with me. You know, some of you, do you believe that strongly in what you got? That's part of what happens today. The more you get involved in this, this isn't just another thing to me. So I do follow up and I do put them in, and then step 8, getting started, step 9, which a lot of you are not understanding this, and I want you to today, counseling upline. Let me show you something that's valuable about this industry. So you formulate your plan, you follow that map, that's the activities you do to get here, so you hit your goal. Let me show you something about a network. Every time you stand up in front of people, whether it's one-on-one or group gatherings, you need to show this. There's three components to a successful network, and that's a great company with a great product, and that happens to be Monavie, okay? That's the first, there's three components to a successful network. First one is a great company with a great product. Do we have it? Paid every 4 years now, have never missed a payment. They deliver the product. They got a great culture they've developed. Good people. Man, I can believe that's what I've thrown in. I'm all in, brother, because I believe in the product. I believe second component of a successful network is a great distributor base. That's why it's quality, not quantity. You're looking for people who are looking because you want to build a relationship. You don't think we're not having fun with Matt and Kim Curtis building a business? Come on, Kevin and Karen are stellar people. All my diamonds. Man, Alan Lasser, he's a blast. Tim Wilson here, my partner, my golly. Man, you think about the kind of people I'm in business. I'm loving this. It's a great distributor base, and we're going together. And we ain't. Listen, this year, 09, no distributor left behind. 09, no distributor left behind. You want to go? Hop on the bus. Hop on the train. Let's go someplace, okay? You want to go? How many of y'all honestly want to go diamond this year? Please get on the bus and don't get off. Even when it's tough, when it's hard, when people quit, don't you quit. You understand me? Some of you have already met me. My whole group's quit. What do I do now? Don't quit! Don't quit! Listen, when things get tough, that's the time to roll up your sleeves. We know what's going on. It's a cycle thing. People come in, they get excited, they ride the wave, and then the wave goes. There's another wave coming, I promise you. Another wave's coming, and that wave, R3 Global, is going to set the tone for all of Monavie. I'm just telling you. We're the ones that are going to go to $5 billion. I don't know what they're going to do. They're all complaining about this and that and jumping ship and doing all kinds of other. Not this group. And do we have some people quit? Yes, I can't keep people from quitting. Society teaches them when it gets tough, quit. When your marriage is a little rocky, quit. When your kids rebel and all that, disown them, quit. When your God seems distant, quit him too. That's what we have developed in our society. That's why there ain't a lot of heroes, a lot of mentors. Let me tell you something. You know why you want to be around these people? They got grit. They got grit, brother. I ain't quitting. Why? Because I believe in something beyond me. This is bigger than me. If I quit, what am I going to tell all the people that I told them last thing, last time? I even you know why I put it on everything? Because I mean it. You can bring me a $1 billion deal right now, and it's not that I might not get involved in some way as long as it doesn't affect one thing that I'm doing, but I don't look at other things. This is it. This is what God's called me to do. This is what I'm going to do. How do you think I had success in my first network? Because I put the blinders on. I didn't look at anything else. I didn't care if there was 10 million other things out there. It was good. What I was doing was what I said I was going to do. And then my second thing, my insurance venture, it did very, very well, very, very quick because I learned the principles of focus, tenacity, singleness of purpose. Singleness of purpose and tenacity, just staying with it until you get it done. And now this, which I consider to be my third and last chapter of my life in business. I believe that this one is not only, which it already is, taking me around the world, I believe I'm going to influence a society in a major way. One person at a time. I can't do that alone, but I can do it with you. Why? Because biblically it says where one puts 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. As far as I can see, there's a couple hundred people in here. What happens when a couple hundred people get into agreement? Baby, you better look out. Because the most powerful thing on planet Earth is a man or a woman with a dream that they believe in and are willing to do something about. What if we equipped you with a vehicle to take you to that dream? What happens when a couple hundred people says, look out, we're coming your way? Yeah, I don't want to do that. It's a pyramid. It won't work. Get out of the way. We're just telling you. We're a locomotive going 70, 80 miles an hour. Get out of the way. Either get on the bus or get out of the way. Well, you are going to... They become a spot. And it's not that we ain't going to come around, but they're going to be damaged goods by the time we come around again, because they're going to be all upset. You know, do you have people says, hey, when you make some money, come back and talk to me? You know, I drive up my limousine, my Rolls Royce, my Lamborghini. I say, hey, I made it. I'm back. Here's your application. You hold the pen. You, oh, Brig, if I'd got in when you got in. See, how many of you know, y'all know people make excuses or they make money? No time's a good time, so now's as good a time as any. Hasn't done that. And does it have to do with timing? Yes, it does. You're looking for people who are looking, and the timing's got to be right for them too. Third component of a successful network is a support system, a proven support system, one that doesn't use the people to experiment with, and we ain't experimenting with nobody. The R3 system is proven. By the way, it's birth of God, restoration, revival, and restitution, not rest, relaxation, and retirement, Matt. I'm telling you again, brother. But that's okay. That's what you get from it. Teaching, training, motivation, inspiration, communication, calendar, events, promotional items. Do y'all know that we have gotten to the point, communications, now we got the new VCOM on all my cards now. One of the things y'all got to do if you're going to get serious, get you a card. Put your VCOM number on there. That's what I do. You know, I pass these out to everybody that wants one, because now you don't have to call my regular number. You can call my electronic voicemail box number, and now you don't call it directly. You put my number in yours. You'll learn to use it. This is a 21st century communication tool. And the thing is, how many of y'all are already on VCOM? And by the way, you're the ones I'll be talking to. How many of y'all would like to talk to us on a regular basis? If you had a question, you could call the big dogs. Get on VCOM. It's $13.95 a month. If you can't afford that, it's $2 a month to get all the messages. We've got both all covered. But unlimited calls, and I don't care how many, honestly, you'll learn etiquette. You don't want to call me 10 times or else I'll take your number off. But the thing is, you don't interrupt me. It just goes into my electronic voicemail. And we just started this. So that's a communication tool that R3 Global found. We've been developing that. So that's VCOM. And then we've got a another communication, or actually a motivation inspiration tool. Y'all heard of M3? M3 is the book and the tape and all that kind of stuff. First month was Rick Warren. And we know this, that attitude is key to success in any network. And the thing is, we know this, if you don't know your purpose, your dream, your reason for living, you won't do anything great in life. We know that you won't read, so guess what we did? We put it on tape, CD. We select one a month. If you didn't get this one, go ahead and get it on R3. Our second one is an enemy called average. As most people do not understand that you need to know your limits and go beyond them, and realizing that God didn't make you average. You are special to him. We got that on CD. Every book I'm going to put on CD. Why? Because I knew Ron Perdomo wouldn't read, so I put it on CD. Now he ain't got no excuse. Ron's making a couple $1 million a year because he listened to what I told him. He got all the books on tapes that I was suggesting to him, and you can do the same. Counsel Upline is where I was at. Here's, so you got these three components. And by the way, you know a three-stranded cord is hardly broken. Do you know that R3 Global support system has a contract with Monavi to do all this stuff for you, and it's 100% compliant? Do you know that you have an agreement with Monavi to operate by their policies and procedures, not do things improperly and all that, and then they will pay you each month. They'll distribute product to you. And that's a voluntary thing right there, but you do sign an agreement. Do you know that this R3 Global support is totally voluntary, but without it, here's how I'll tell you about a support system. If you don't understand that this is absolutely vitally important to your success, you'll never make it. You must know that what a support system offers, the what do I do, why do I do it that way, and that's important to answer to people so they understand why they do it that way. and how they do it. What, why, and how of building the business. That's all those seven pillars allow you right there. So all of a sudden, you got this three-stranded cord. Now, another thing you want to share with people, these are the three components. We got Monavi, R3, and you, winning combination. But in this distributor base, everyone's got what's called a sponsor. And everyone that comes in the biz is called a distributor in the business. And, you know, Monavi's got a number of legs and all that. You just happen to be in our organization. This thing called LOS, or line of sponsorship, is key. And a lot of people don't show this. But these two things, I talked to every person brand new. I said, so here's Monavi, who supplies us with the product and pays us. And here's this distributor base. This is me. I'm what's called your upline. This is you, okay? And many of you, you know, there's a bunch of people in between. And this is what is called, let's do this for a second. I sponsor Frank Sosinek, who sponsors Charlie Kalb, who sponsors Bobby Robinson, who sponsors Steve Merritt, who sponsors Matt Kim Curtis, who sponsor Kevin and Karen, who sponsor y'all. And I got all kinds of legs here. There's Alan over there. There's Tim over there. There's Rodney Howard Brown over there. Zane and, you know, the Bells and all that stuff. Okay, I got lots of legs. But what this is called, which a lot of people don't teach this, this is what's called line of sponsorship. You know how powerful this is? This is a built-in consulting group at no charge to you. These are the people that have an interest in your success. You know, a lot of people do not understand this, but you can go to any one of those people. Anybody that tells me there's nobody upline that'll help me, if you're in our organization, that is a lie. There is somebody upline that will help you if you'll just go ahead and keep digging, keep going. Because if you have to get to me, I have never denied anybody help. Now, I ain't going to do it for you, but I'm going to point to what's got to be done and all that. I answer hundreds of emails almost every day. I answer the phone to the point where my ear's about to fall off. But I do that because I love doing what I'm doing. I want to direct people. I'm a director. Now, I'm working my legs. Are you working yours? Now, this is what's called line of sponsorship. And you need to know who your upline, bronze, silver, gold, ruby, emerald, diamond, blue, Hawaiian blue, and black is. Why? Because somebody up there wants you successful. Believe me, they do. Why? Because that's how they go to the levels. Some of you need to connect, because real key in a network is identifying people, connecting with them so that you can synergize, because it is a team effort to help you build, manage, and maintain your business. You getting this? So connection is a key word. If you're not connected with someone upline or downline, you ain't understanding this. You have an upline, which is your lifeline, which is a godsend. I'm just telling you. Upline is your lifeline in the business. So find out who that is. Now, you don't cross line, is what this for all the new ones. You don't go over here and ask what, why, and how of building the business. You can associate with them, but they have no vested interest in you, and that's why you don't jump ship. You don't go get counsel. You get counsel. That's step 9 of the 10-step pattern. Write this down. Don't do anything for the first time without checking upline first. Don't do anything. Now, are we your boss? No, but we can save you a lot of time and grief and finances. Folks, you want to be effective and productive, let your upline help lead, guide, and direct you. Do you understand something? Like I say, we're not your bosses. But why would, my dad taught me something early on before I went over to Vietnam. Here's what he said. Rig, if you're going to walk through a minefield, follow somebody. At a distance. How many of y'all know that's good advice? Can I share something with you? If you're going to do something, first time ever done it, don't even understand how to do it, why wouldn't you call somebody that's already walked through? They know where the stones are. They know where to step. They know what to do. That's called your active working upline. Please, please, this year, find a connection with someone in your active upline. They will help you. And it doesn't matter if you're your A or B or C or Z leg. You find somebody, and by the way, that's the way it works. Most of the time, about 1 out of 5 is actively involved. So you're like me. I got an upline that ain't done a whole lot of nothing, you know. But guess what? That didn't mean I couldn't, because there was a system. All you got to do is plug in and paint by the numbers. So two things I teach, the three components and the value of line of sponsorship. Y'all got that? Now, the next thing I teach right here, and I'm going to erase this so you all see it. You can all see the way I draw it. Next thing I teach is their first goal. That's you, and here's our goal. I'm going to build a list of 10 to 30 people, and that's right in the Start Right, Start Now. It's in the map book, and it's in the R3PM manual. And I am going to help you to place ITS 10 people, and we are going to get minimum 1 out of 5, minimum, so that we can get you star and get your purple card. You know, we want to get you in the money. We want to get you. And I like to do that within the first 48 hours or 48 hours from the time. If you've been in a year and you ain't done this yet, guess what? Draw the line today. You say, you know what? Now's a good time to go star. As a matter of fact, you keep repeating this anyway. So I show them the three components, line of sponsorship, and then I show them their goal. First 48 hours, we want to get you star. We're going to put one left, one right on auto ship. And then our goal is to do the same thing with them, help them do the same thing. And then your goal is to repeat that again. That's a personal. And you know what? I like doing them in threes, about three at a time. And then, you know, I help them to do another one, 1, 2, another one, 3. That's called the gold rush, by the way. And you keep repeating that until you have 10 left, 10 right, you're ruby. And then by the time you have 20 left, 20 right, you're diamond. And it doesn't matter. Time is up to you. It's up to you. If you miss your goal, just don't quit setting the goal. Here, I got to have a little bit more of this. Y'all doing good out there? Y'all learning something? Okay. This isn't hard. It's not tough. Everything I teach is in here. By the way, all these are called support tools. And when I do get people started, it's most important that you don't just get in this rigmarole. I like to ask people, hey, what do you want to do with the business? What do you want out of it? Extra $100 a month? And I give them choices. $100 a month, $100 a week. Oh, man, $100 a week sounds pretty good to me. Oh, man, that's $5,000 a year. You know what's interesting? That's about bronze in the business. You know, all that is 20 case, 20 case. Right, we can probably do that in the next 30, 60 days. You want to do that? Yeah. Watch this, but I got some big dogs that get in the business with me, a little bit bigger. They want to go a little bit faster. I says, but you can make $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week. Which would you like to do? Man, that $1,000 a week sounds pretty good. Man, you know what that is? That's called gold. And that's about 50 cases left, 50 cases. You know you can do that in the next 30, 60, 90 days? You want to do that? Yeah. Some people, I go, you know, you can make $2,000 to $5,000 a week in this thing. You can do that in the next 30, 60, 90 days. That's called diamond. You want to do that in 90 days? You want to take a year to do that? Do you see what I'm doing? I'm giving them an option because they don't know what that means. So I write it down in their book. Based on what they tell me, I now know how to work with them. They've told me what their goal is. Do you know that everyone from the least of these that just get in, and because they're maybe financially strapped or they just don't have the wherewithal to think that they could do a whole lot, I've developed the 48-hour pack. It's $50, and it has enough information to put one left and one right to go star in 48 hours. Then for the folks that go, oh, no, I want to make this thing happen. I've got some friends. I think I can replicate what you and Kevin were talking about. We got that pack in here. This is a one-on-one to get them replicating pretty quick with this $100 pack. And by the way, all of it's about a 15, 20% discount. So based on where they want to go and how fast they want to go, oh, Brig, no. One left, one right, and you're doing that star thing and showing the plan's fine. But I think I can do that with a number of folks. I'm ready to start, you know, ITS and some of those people. Great. This is a star pack. You go star and make stars with it. That's $200. It's actually, then there's then I got the go-getter pack. That's somebody that says, man, I'm going to put 15, 20 people in this thing in the next 30 days. That's a star makers pack. And how much is that one? Somebody help me. 200, 500. Yeah, star makers pack is $500. And really what the star makers pack does, that's for a husband and a wife, or if you're single and it's got two of about everything in it, so that you guys can go out together. You got two coolie bags, you got your flip chart, you got all that in the Star Makers pack. So you got $50, $100, $200, $500, and you're saving 20%. And there's a lot of people don't understand this. There's a home builders pack in there. When I, Brig Hart, sponsor somebody that tells me they want to do this, and they tell me, I want to do this, I'm ready to go, I'm a businessman, or you know, I don't want to waste a lot of time. I said, great, listen to me. You want to go diamond in 90 days, do a year? Here's what you're going to need to do. You're going to invest about $2,000 to $5,000 over the next 90 days, 6 months in the business. You just put that away, and I'll get you started. We're going to get you a home builder's pack. Home builder's pack has the banners, the bottle, and the thing, because these are the three components. You know, you can talk about the three components, put it on a board all you want. But I point to it. I says, a great product, great company, great distributor base, and a great support system. So I got it there. I got my whiteboard. As a matter of fact, this has, you all understand what this is? This is your whiteboard. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But I just thought I'd let you know something. Where's my markers? See, some of you think you got to have one of these. You already got one. It's right here. So this is where I start drawing. This is you. This is you. Here's your three components. There's your line of sponsorship. And here's what you do to get started. Here you go. There's your star. So there's the three components, the company, distributor base. There's the R3 Global, the support system. Here's LOS, line of sponsorship. So you've got me and all these other people to help you. And then what our goal is for you to go star in the next 48 hours. So I get them started. Isn't that cool? Did y'all know this was there? You didn't? And watch. I just made a big mistake. You weren't supposed to draw on that. Anyway, it's supposed to be able to erase. That one's not good. I wonder if I was supposed to draw on this. Oh, yeah, it was this. Oh, yeah. I own that one now. Okay. They told me they changed that, and now I got it. Okay, but that's there forever. Now you ain't even got to draw it yourself. So We'll raffle that one off cheap today, okay? So, hang on, I'm getting to my, I got so many notes here. In the R3PM manual, on the R3, in this section, I want to kind of go through what, why, and how we're building the business. You got your map, that's the, and by the way this is, the start right, start now, is basically kind of a syllabus. This is the Reader's Digest model of this, and this is the owner's manual. Last thing you'll ever need to know. Now, you know buying all of them is $200, and you get 2 hours of me breaking this down. If you didn't do anything else, you get this out of that. You sit and watch one of these a little bit. You can fast forward me. You can shut me up. You can turn me up, turn me down. So, and it's for all the ADD people. I put it in sections. So it's not just something you sit for 2 hours and watch. You can go from section to section. And it explains the dynamics of building a successful network. Now, folks, let me share something with you. There isn't a soul on planet Earth that can't do this. And one of the things I like about our packs that we give, it's called a guest pack. Put the guest packs up there if you would. Every person that ever sees this plan gets one of these. Now, when we talk about a guest pack and you see the bag, bottle, book, and big dream, all we do is take these guest packs that are pre-packaged, we fold them up, and we stick them in here. That's what I carry around with me. That's the guest pack. And I carry this. This is my comp plan. This is an explanation of the ways to make money. This is the comp plan. If you're not placing product on, he who places the most product on the street with a smile face, love in his heart, and gets good at it, is going to be the biggest pen in this business, the one that has the momentum. Anytime you have legs and aren't doing anything, just go to the bottom of the legs, team up with somebody, and go start placing product. But, Brig, I got all this product in my garage. Why are you doing that? Don't let anybody see that. Today, that seed, what good is seed sitting in your, you know, you're a farmer. Oh, I got all the seed in my garage. You're sitting there. That's really smart, isn't it? What kind of a return are you going to get on that seed sitting in your garage? Folks, let me tell you, if you got products sitting around today, before this day's out, if you got 20 bottles sitting around today, this day, you ought to say, I'm getting rid of those 20 bottles today before the day's out. Folks, go plant the seed in soil. This is good seed. You put it in good soil. Now, your faith, add your faith to it. 30, 60, 100-fold return. That is exactly how networking works. Why do you think I ain't working so hard, making zillions of dollars? I mean, a bronze, a silver, a gold, $20,000, $30,000, and $50,000 a year? They're not doing that because they're working an extra 48 hours a week. They leverage their time through other people, and they replicated. They put good seed in good soil. They got their cups. They got their bottle, bag, bottle, book, and big dream. Got your map that I put right in people's hands, and they got the guest pack right there. So when you start talking about the product, you don't talk about it. You don't try and tell them too much. Doesn't matter what they say. Even when, hey, Brig, what are you doing with that bag? What's in the bag? Glad you asked. Have you heard of Monavie? No. Have you tasted it? Shake it up real good. Say, you're about to. Here. I drink with them. If they give me some rollback eye kind of attitude or it tastes bad or start, I said, that's a shame. Give me back that thing. And I've capped my bottle. I said, you got a brother? Got a sister? You know anybody's got anything on the ball, brother? And I don't sit and listen to them tell me I'm allergic to fruits and all that. So you better call 911 because that's what I just gave you, brother. That's nothing but fruit in there. I blow up, and I don't listen to no doctors tell me that people shouldn't be eating fruit. You know, those same doctors say, just go out and eat anything you want. Eat McDonald's, eat Big Macs, eat all that. But don't you drink that. I mean, I got you on medication. Get a second opinion. They don't know what they're talking about. That's fruit. That ain't nothing but food. Man, hey, Lee, where's Lee? He just finished up chemo, all that. You drinking this? They tell me that cancer patients shouldn't be drinking this. It's fruit. Builds your immunity. Yeah, but chemo kills your immunity. Shut up. Them doctors are losing more patients than they're gaining. Let me tell you something. It's fruit, people. It's bananas and nashi cherry and acai. It ain't going to hurt you. I've done it both ways, folks. And I'm telling you something. Ain't nobody going to tell me they shouldn't be drinking this stuff. Why? Because they don't know what they're talking about. Listen. Socrates, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine thy food. In here is a live product that will help every person that drinks it. Just don't abuse it. Y'all got that? So these guest packs are all prepackaged. When people, you know, when I pour the product, I tell them it's the acai berry, 19 fruits, and I show them what it is, and I tell them about Oprah and all that kind of stuff, show them the auric value. Don't know what it means, but it's a big number and all that stuff. And then I show them, let me see, in order, let's see. Show them that people can build the business, and here's an income disclosure. You can make anywhere from, you know, $100 a week to $100,000 a week. You choose which one. You can highlight that and say this is FTC regulated, so, you know, we're not making claims we can't substantiate. R3 Global, that's the support system. This is the 8 ways of earning income. It's better than a 2, and that's what we're going to show at my home meeting, and my next home meeting is right there, and I put the date right there, and this is a little brief of what you're going to hear, and you can make notes on the back, and we can go ahead and sign you up right now if you want to, because it's a binary, and those that get in first, everyone else got to get under them, so I might as well put you in, and all them other people get in under you. How's that sound? Now, some people honestly do tell me, Brig, we're moving a little fast. I said, that's fine. We can go slow if you want. They laugh, too. And you know what you need to learn to do? Get them laughing. And you know what? You said, just go ahead and sign up. My gosh, at least we'll have it ready for you when you get in, as soon as you come into my house anyway. There that is, sign up there. And I said, I'm going to get back with you in a couple days, but Tuesday night at my house, you're going to be there. And I know why, because I'm picking you up. Oh, Brig, I'll be there. No, you won't. You lied to me before. I'm picking you up and your wife. I have my kid here, and don't you let me down. Don't you let me down. I was a Golden Gloves boxing champion. I says, you let me down. You know what's going to happen. And people say, Brig, you're out there. I said, you bet. But don't you tell me and my wife, that you're coming over to my house and you don't show up. Because that ain't good. You ain't going to let me and my wife down. You're my friend. See, some of you ain't doing this. And you know when they come and tell me, you think I'm kidding, but I want to show you something. I will always have, and I even got a Monavie now, I always carry a little knife with me. Dave, he's sitting in my meeting, and he's a 3. He goes, it's not really for me, you know. Just, I said, so? You don't really care much about your family then, about their health and all that. You're such a perfect specimen of life. I said, that's a shame, but you're getting on the product anyway. No, I'm not. I said, well, that's fine. Stick your hand out here. Get his finger. Just pinch it a little bit. I says, now, why'd you do that? I says, let me share something with you. Who invited you here to my house? I did, right? You know why? Because I care about you and I love you. Now, here's the deal. Whether it's not for you right now, it's just time, and I might understand that. Better health is now. Dave, when you get in, doesn't matter if it's next week, next month, next year, when you get in, who are you going to get in with? You're right. Here, we're going to put that in blood. I says, we're going to write that right there. And what I do, I have fun with them. I don't really poke them anyway. I might poke myself, blood brothers, you know, we're doing it. But here's what I tell them. I says, now, because if I ever see you at a meeting, I took my time, that's my bottle, I invited you to my house, I invested my time in you, and I believe in you, and I can help you. When you get in, you're going to get in with me and my wife. You got it? If I ever see you at a meeting with anybody else, don't start your car. See, y'all are laughing. I ain't laughing. Now watch this. Do you know what I just did? You know, a lot of you are throwing bottles at people, and this is part of my I'm doing my follow-up now because I'm busy. I'm going to show it to the next 10 people. You know what? You know what he knows? He knows for certain I meant what I said. They call me all the time getting in business with me. They said, well, you know, gosh, I've been contacted 20 times. I guess it's time. I says, and who are you getting in with? Well, you told me. You know, if you don't do this, they're going to get in with somebody else. And watch this. It's okay if you lose a couple, but why would you invest your time and not seal the deal? Can y'all do this? Can y'all really do this? Do you know what's going to happen? That seed may come up a year from now, a month, but it will come up in time. Why? Health is an issue. Physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Today he might be doing good, mortgage broker, mortgage banker. But guess what? It's coming. Your time's coming, brother. The ripple effect's going to hit. And you know what they do? They will call. They're looking. Y'all getting this? See, wasn't that worth just coming here today for just getting that? Because here's the deal. When I show the plan, I'm getting them. In the R3PM manual, this thing breaks down. From the very beginning, I know one thing about what people need. They need to be inspired. And the first note in your book is the inspiration side. And I tell you why I was inspired to build a network. And the second page of this thing tells you how important your line of sponsorship is, because that's your lifeline in the business. Then you got your table of contents. God bless you. Open your dosage. Then it welcomes you, and it actually talks about the three components. They are here. The three components of a successful network, Monavie, you, and R3, and it helps you to lay a foundation for what you're going to build on. Then it welcomes you, and it tells you about the system and how we're here to teach you, train you, support you. Then it's got our missions and objectives as an organization so that you know who you're in business with. The map, which I've already covered, the 10-step pattern, which, listen to me, when you leave here today, those are the 10 activities. Defining your dreams, setting some goals, making some commitments, building a list of people, inviting those people, having a meeting, following up, follow through, getting started, teaching the pattern, counseling, upload, and replicating yourself. You need to be able to recite that inside, out, upside down, backwards, forward. You need to know those activities because it's a cycle of activity that you do on, and it's all in here. It kind of goes through that. Then the third section of this is setting goals. A goal is a dream with a date put on it. Just like Karen said, diamond's the goal, but guess what? You got to go star before you go diamond, right? One left, one right on auto ship. And then you got to get five left, five right, you know, five cases left, five cases right. So you just help them go star. And then you break it down, bronze, silver, you know, star 1000, bronze, silver, gold. It's all in here, but it says setting a goal, the do's and don'ts of setting a goal, and stop, do not pass go until you have one left, one right on auto ship. Don't do anything else. And look, it shows you, put the 10 people ITS and plug them into the system. Until you help your people go star, why would you run off? Well, they just didn't want to get started. That's fine, because out of every 20 people you put in the business, what did I do with my thing, my eraser? Anybody see that? I threw it on the floor? Yeah, there it is, right there. Okay, watch this. For every 20 people you put in the business, the numbers are in your map book. When you have 20 left, 20 right, 10 to 12 are active, 6 to 8 are long-term, and 3 to 4 do it now, one superstar out of the bunch. What you're actually looking to do is identify the 3 to 4 on each side. Here's you, and here's your organization. You draw those 20 out that way, 20 out this way, left and right leg. All you're looking for is these 3 to 4 legs. You know how you go diamond? Once you have 20 left, 20 right, you basically have 6 to 8 legs that are doing anything. Now, that ought to help every one of you understand this. If only 10 to 12 are active out of 20, that means half the people ain't doing nothing. Y'all got it? What are you going to focus on, the 10 that ain't doing nothing or the 10 that are doing something? Come on, listen to me, because a lot of you want to come to these meetings and call your upline and talk about all the ones that ain't doing it. It's written into the program. It's in the numbers. That doesn't mean they won't do anything. Once they see you getting off your rear end and doing something, they might get involved. But if you don't believe enough to go out each night and you're at home clicking through the 500 channels, why? What do you think they're going to do? Speed of the group is a speed of the leader. What you're looking for is stay actively involved enough activity. You know, if you were pulled over tomorrow and charged with being a Monavie distributor, would there be enough evidence in your car to convict you? You know, if you're not branded, if you ain't got your bag, bottle, book, if you ain't got bottles rolling all around, which we do all, everything in my attire has purple on it. Why? I have spilt this juice on everything I own, and it don't come out very good. Don't want it to, because a lot of people go, man, what's that big spot on your shirt? Man, I'm glad you asked. You ain't heard of Monavie? No. You ain't tasted it? No. You ain't got none on you? No. Now you do. Ha ha! Woo! How about that? Now you're marked. Look at this. So you're going to have 6 to 8. These are called legs. And you know what you need to do? You just start the process of helping them to build their list, helping them to ITS, show the 5 to 15 minute plan, placing bottles, and plug them into the system. And your goal is to do enough tasting parties with them to get them 6 to 8 people sponsored. I normally get minimum of 3 before I start the process myself of what's called building depth. I'll do them 3-6 meetings, and I rarely get to 6 meetings in someone's house before I have 3 people. Me, I go in depth to the most excited person. How do you know if they're excited? They buy the tools. They come to the open meetings. They call me, and I give my number out to everyone. And I don't work through people. I work around people. And I'm going to do this in the next session. I'm going to show you how to build depth. But here's your goal. You want to identify an A, B, and a C leg. It doesn't matter what side they're on in your binary. It doesn't matter. The binary is just for team commissions. Here's how you draw out your group, and that's with that map book. Every bit of everything I'm teaching you now, build a list, tracking your business. That's the page 36, tracking your business. That's what I'm getting into right here. Now, the next session I'm going to come up here, I'm going to show you how strategically build your business and create profit in your business by identifying these 3 legs and building depth and showing you how to go about doing this, because a lot of you ain't getting this. You think, well, I got to work all these legs. I don't. I don't do that. I learned to work my A, my B, and my C leg. Now, folks, I got more legs outside of Steve Merritt, who's an animal in this thing. He is so wide, width is profitability. I've got a lot of width, but here's the thing. I don't work my D, E, F, G, H, I, J leg hardly ever. You know what I do? I bring them to where I'm working. Because by the time I'm about 10 to 15 deep, or 5, 10, and 15 deep, I create what's called open meetings. I'm not doing home meetings all the time. So I bring those. You know, every meeting I did from Charlotte, Wilkesboro, Greensboro, Greenville, North Carolina, and Greenville, South Carolina. Do you know, even at the meeting in, Alan, you were there with me and Tim, Greensboro. I had 6 diamond legs represented in the room and 4 not. So I was working 10 of my legs by doing one meeting. It's a matter of knowing how to strategically plan your work and work your plan. How many of y'all know it's smart to do one meeting and work 10 legs at a time? So I'm going to teach you all how to strategically build your business, how to create the right kind of meetings and atmosphere. And folks, all of you can go down. All you need is 3 legs, 10 to 15 deep. You'll have diamond volume up here in each one of those legs, and 3 of those diamond legs equals a black diamond ship in $1.5 million a year. You excited?
This has been a production of R3 Global. No unauthorized reproduction without written permission.